Hello.
Hello, there's Jane.
Hi, it's Jane speaking, yeah.
Hello, Jane. Yes, we've just been giving you a call from MMH. Just for giving you a call because, like I stated, we received an inquiry into the abuse claims in Scotland through the Scottish Free Address Scheme. So it's just really to get that claim set up for you and get the ball rolling, okay?
Okay, then.
Perfect. So just to confirm, I've got your email address as janiewilkie@gmail.com, is that correct?
Aye. Oh, yep. No, I've changed my email address, pal. I didn't use it now. I've cancelled that one. I haven't got an email address. I'm waiting to go down and get all my benefits sorted and set you up. So as soon as I get it sent up, I'll send it to you.
Yeah, no worries. We'll leave it as that for now then, Janie. Okay. Can you just confirm your date of birth for me, please?
Oh, it's 10/1/66.
Fantastic. And just your door number and your postcode, please.
265 Ashley Terrace, Alloa. FK10 to N for November, D for Delta.
Is that F or S, sorry?
F for Freddy.
Yeah, to November.
Aye, aye.
Yep, that's good stuff. Okay, now there's going to be some personal questions asked in regards to family and such. This is just so when we do locate your records with the local authority, the family members and such do help because it helps locate you as an individual. First of all, have you ever been known by any other names at all?
Well, my nickname's Janie, but I get that my real name's Janie.
Yeah? Okay. Well, let me just change that for you then. So I put Jane as your name and I put Janie as other names used. And who's your local GP surgery at the moment, my love?
It is Hallpath Callow, but I've no got a doctor at the moment. It's just who's on call.
No, no worries. And what's the name of that doctor, sorry?
Wait a minute. I'll go and look at the records. It's Hallpath Sockey, but I don't know the address.
And what area is that in, sorry?
That's Alloa.
Alloa, let's have a look. I've got it here, Hallpath Medical Practice.
Oh, have you? Right, I was going to look at your bearings later.
Yeah, don't worry.
That's fine, you've got it.
For you. That's fine. It's on Hallpath in Alloa, FK10, 3LZ, so we've got that for you.
Right.
And how old are you at the moment, Jane?
I was 60 a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, no worries. You're the father. That's it. Okay, and what are your parents' names, Jane?
My mum was called Nan Dixon, and my dad was Matthew Wilkie.
Matthew Wilkie. And what was the name of your mum, sorry, Amanda?
No, Nan, N-E-N.
Dixon, D-I-X-O-N.
D-I-C-K-S-O-N.
S-O-N. Okay, let's change that for you. And do you know what address you was living at before you went into care?
Oh, no, I was only three, pal. I can't remember.
No worries. I'll add that. Like I say, if there is anything you don't know, just say it's not a problem.
I knew it was Poulton, but I don't know what the address was called, if that was the name of the road or whatever.
No, that's fine. And in regards to any siblings, have you got any brothers or sisters?
Yeah, I have three brothers and two sisters.
Yeah, can I take their names, please?
Their names are... Well, my sister was adopted out, so I don't know what she goes under, but I just know her as Laura. My brother is Cassius Wilkie. He was also adopted out.
Yep, Cassius Wilkie. And the others?
John Wilkie.
John Wilkie, yeah.
And Anne-Marie Wilkie.
Anne-Marie Wilkie.
And I've got a brother that I don't take nothing to do with.
Yeah, we can leave that one out if you like. It's not an issue. We've got quite a few there, so it just helps locate the file. Now, would you have gone into care under Alloa City Council?
It would have come under Edinburgh Council. Because I lived in Edinburgh at the time.
Yeah, not a problem. And you said you were 3 years old when you went into care, is that right?
Aye, just over three.
Okay, and what was the name of the establishment you went into? What was the name of the children's?
Nazareth House, Lasswade.
I've heard a lot about Nazareth House. It's quite a common one, to be fair. That's in Aberdeen, isn't it, my love?
No, that's on the outskirts of Edinburgh, Lasswade, Bonnerig.
There's a Nazareth House in Edinburgh as well. It might have been like
There were three or four in Scotland at the time when I was in care.
Yeah, Yeah, so it's the Aberdeen one I've heard a lot about, to be fair. I was quite from there.
Last week, Bonnerig, that was the one I was in with my siblings.
And how long was you in there for? How long was you there?
I came out when I was 11.
So 3 to 11 years old.
Uh-huh.
So 8 years on that one.
Did
you live in any other children's homes, or was it just that one?
Pardon?
Did you live in any other ones, or was it just that one?
No, just that one.
Just that one, okay. And I do hate asking this question, but we do have to ask it. If anything was to happen to you, Jane, just who would you like to receive your money? So who would you like your beneficiary to be if you're not around to collect the money?
Yeah,
it can be anyone. Who would you like it to be?
He's my oldest laddie.
And how are you spelling his surname, or if you spell the surname?
It's HOGGAN.
Perfect. Have you got a telephone number for him?
Just this one that I'm on just now.
This one? Yeah, okay. I'll have this one there for you then. Okay, that's fine. Oh, just bear me a second. Let's get something there. Do you use WhatsApp on your mobile phone as well there, Jane?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Yeah, because there is two things we do need for the claim. Now, it would be proof of address and just your picture of your ID. So the ID can be a driving license, passport.
Passport, that's great. And can I do that through WhatsApp? Because I've got my lad to do it, because I'm not very technology good, like.
No, I'll be able to sort you through it. It's not a problem. So I've already sent you a message, Jane. So all you would do is open that message. So I'll put it in. So I please send photo ID here and proof of address. So I've just sent you a message. So when you put the call...
Uh-huh.
Do you want to say, love? Yeah, so when you put the call, Jane, all you need to do is open the message and there's a camera button in the corner. Okay.
Right. What will happen, kind of like if you didn't get like a utility bill or anything with your name and address on it, can you just use anything with your name and address on it? Or is it...
Any letter
indeed.
No, any letter whatsoever. It just needs to be in the last 3 months. So,
that's what I was trying to ask you there.
I'll explain how we do that in a moment now. It's just now, this is just a statement bit. So what happened while you was in care? What kind of like abuse were you facing there, Jane?
Oh, well, I was a bedwetter and they were really, really cruel and abusive to us. They used to put us in cold shower and rub our faces in the pee and just horrendous things like that, But we were battered in every single way you can imagine,
So throw me in the shower.
And it's just the abuse on me. I mean, my abuse was bad, but when you're hearing Baron screaming constantly, that's what sticks in my head,
No, that's it.
I know.
No, it's down for you. Did they ever physically hit you as well, hit you on the back of the head or restrain you at all?
One time I was on my wee friend's shoulders and we were just being Baron's, what you do, and you know the nuns came up at the back of me and slapped me on the head, and Anne-Marie started stumbling. I fell off and battered my head on one of these big, you know how you get, in the old houses, they were like radiators, but they were kind of up halfway up the wall, because they were really, really big and old-fashioned. That was one incident, and just other abusive batterings and...
I can imagine. It's not a good scenario, is it? So, Jane, if you can open up WhatsApp Messenger on your phone, and I'll talk you through how to do this next part.
Right, no bother.
Just let me know once it's open. You'll see a message from myself anyway at the top.
Yeah, it'll be at the top. Right, I've opened that.
Oh.
She said, I've just got to get glasses because I'm as blind as a bat.
Yeah, no worries.
Right, what am I doing here?
That's it. So if you open that message in the corner, you'll see a little picture of a camera.
Yeah, that's right.
Click the camera for me. And then if you set the photo, if you set your passport on the table, we just need a picture of all four corners, so a picture of the full document.
Oh, my passport's in my... Can I do this for you later? My passport's in my safe and the laddie's got the key for it.
Yeah. Do you have a bus pass, Jane?
I have a bus pass, yeah.
Yeah, you can use that if you've got that on your mobile. Bus pass is fine.
Right, I can
just
use that, okay.
Yeah. So take a picture of your bus pass for me. Okay, so we just need something with your face, right, so we can show it to you when we do start the claim, you see.
I've done that.
Yep, now if you want to open WhatsApp for me, so you need to click on my message and click camera. And you'll see the
right,
you'll see the bus pass says it's there.
Right, what do I do now?
So open WhatsApp Messenger. And then click my message at the top. So open my message. There we go. So something has come through here, Jane. We need a picture of the full bus pass. So you need to click
right.
we need the full picture, my love. So click the camera again in the corner for me, and then just take a picture of the bus pass. It'll allow you to take it there and then. And then we need the same with a letter, but we need to include the full letter.
That a better one?
Yeah, could you try again for me, Jane? It's just a bit blurred, you see, that's all. I do apologise. Can't really.
It's
can't
this
really
camera,
Jane,
I think.
try and take your time with it and just take a picture. See if it does it look naturally.
How's
that's great, that one, Jane. So now all we need now, Jane, is a letter. So if you set a letter down in the same kind of place,
right,
and then include all four corners of the letter. No worries, my love, take your time.
Well, that's a tenant. Would it be okay to send one with a tenant, or does it have to be my name?
You need to have your name on it, to be fair. It's just to prove you live there, you see.
Is that one okay?
Yeah, try and take a picture of the full letter for me, Jane, to the full document.
All right.
So just try your bird's eye view. I'm sorry, my love.
Oh, 2 seconds. I'll get a better again.
No worries.
It's all cut ones at the moment.
Yeah, just a picture of the full letter. It doesn't matter which letter, my love. It can be any letter at all.
Yeah, that's fine. How's that one?
Just give me a second, let me try load it up for you. One moment there, James, it's taking a while to load. Give me a second. Let's have a look. Let's have a look. That one's still a bit, we just need to see the actual full letter. So if you set the letter down, Jane, and just, when you see the picture, just make sure.
I have to turn it on its side, because I can't seem to get the whole letter in the actual camera part.
No, turn on its side, it's not a problem, no problem at all.
No, I can't get the whole letter in the picture.
Try and set it on something a bit lower, so try and put it on like a sofa or something, and just take it from above. We just need to see the writing on there and things. Just proves it's you, you see, just for address purposes, that one.
That one better.
Let's have a look. That one should be. We'll try use that one. If we need it, obviously updating, we can always get home and try and get that one. But that one should be fine. Now, Jane, the last thing we need to do is sign our document, which gives us permission to go to the children's home and request the documents. So if you look at your text messages now, you should have received a text message from me.
I can't hear you because the washing machine's on spin. Sorry, what was that?
Yes, yeah, so you should have a text message from myself now, and it'll have all the detail. I've basically a link for you to press.
Is it still in the WhatsApp or a text?
It'll be on a text message for you, love. Text message.
Right.
It'll have like a Zoho link.
No, it's not coming through, pal.
It should be. Is it on your text messages? Yes.
Right.
Yeah, no worries. So what you want to do is click the link and it'll say so if you click the link it'll say proceed to document or start signing.
Right. That's still then it'll look if we went into the wrong text.
Yeah, it should be a text message. It should say Zoho link, Zoho something on there.
It's just go texting with your number. It hasn't got anything to come up to.
Spare me a moment. I mean, if you give us verbal consent, Janie, we can just get it signed for you on our behalf on through the automated system. Would you prefer us to just get it signed for you on the automated system? Would that be easier for you?
Would that be WhatsApp?
We can obviously click a button and it'll say you consent to signing. Would you prefer that way? Would it make it a bit easier for you? So bear me a moment. Trying to find you on here. Yeah, so like I say, what we can do it automatic on our system for you. What it does then, it gives us authorization just to go to the, obviously, the children's homes and request your information, Jane. And if a claim is conducted, of course, if a claim does start, it's going to be done on a no-win, no-fee agreement. If you are unsuccessful, it does not cost you a penny. Only on a successful claim, is solicitor, do you take 25% off the back end of it, Jane, okay?
Yeah, that's great.
Perfect. Well, no worries. We'll get this sorted for you now, Jane. Expect a call from the solicitors in a couple of weeks' time just to let you know an update on the case, okay?
Right, that's great. Thank you for your help.
Perfect, Jane. Not a problem, Jane. You have a lovely day. Thanks for your time then, my love.
Right, thank you. Bye.
Cheers, Jane. Bye-bye, love. Bye.